ESL Talks Podcast. Hi, welcome to episode 1. And this is King Fart, and I will not talk so much in this because this is the first episode, you can say, except the trailer. King Fart is originally an audiobook I made for children. Notice it is for children and has fart humor, you know. Like, it's not suitable for adults, but some adults may be enjoying it. So here it comes. King Fart by Esa Mölölä. Copyright 2020, Esa Mölölä. All rights reserved. Audiobook 2020. Narrated by Esa Mölölä. Chapter 1. Fart History. There was one king named Fart. Not really. He was called Johan, but everyone called him King Fart. But let's go back a long time when it all started, because you want to know everything, don't you? One day when the Vikings ruled, there was a queen who will give birth to a child. King Erik, he waited outside the wooden door and waved back and forth. Suddenly a scream was heard and Johan was born. King Erik, he ran in and see a boy, and he was so glad. It was his first child, and that's the first child he will take over the throne someday. He gave the name Johan for the child, and the Queen Mary thought it was a good name. Months go by, and Johan is only 1 year old, and they had a party. Yes, a party with good things like honey cake. At that time, there was no more treats as like it was now. But the best he knew was hot bread with milk. He ate and ate. One day, when he was 4 years old, something happened. He ate hot bread and drank hot milk. He felt ill on his stomach, and his stomach grew bigger and bigger. Queen Mary and King Erik became very nervous and called the local village medicine man. That was huge and have long black hair and lot of weirdness on the hair like bones and skeletons of frogs. He entered the house, which is very large and is the only house made of stone. Everyone else lived in wooden houses. Yes, as a king, you have some advantage. Back to the medicine man. He comes in and look at Johan, who has a swollen stomach. And Johan holds his stomach and yells because it makes huge pain.
Excuse me, Mary, what has he eaten today? Asked the medicine man.
Yes, he ate normal bread with warm milk, said Queen Mary.
The medicine man, he goes back and forth. He looks so serious and look out the window and comb his long black beard. The king and queen, they look at the medicine man for several minutes. That looks so serious. And he comes back to Johan and looks at him. The queen hugs the king very hard that she nips him in the skin.
Well, you hurt me really hard, cried the king.
Shh, said the medicine man. The king and queen became even more nervous. And suddenly,
do you have any apples? Maybe some salt and pure water?
Asked the medicine man.
Oh, yes, 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 we have that, said the king.
The medicine man stared at the king for more than 1 minute.
Well, why are you looking at me like that? The king asked. So, where is the apples? The salt and the pure water?
Asked the medicine man.
Oh, you want it now? Talk to you were just asking if he had it, said the king.
The king was not so smart and ordered a maid to pick up these things. After a while, she came back with the stuff. The medicine man took the things and opened his large sack, took out a large pan that was made of the finest oak, and mashed the apples in the pan, tossed in a little salt,
and mixed everything with pure water. He mixed and mixed. The queen and the king, they saw how he mixed and mixed the apple salt and the pure water. The medicine man shook his head and produced a large cup. And the king and the queen saw with their eyes how he poured the ingredients slowly inside the cup. They thought they saw something magic. He poured it very slow. They saw how he took the cup slowly and walked slowly. He winched a little as they heard the drums or something and came to Johan. He gave the cup to Johan, who drank everything slowly. The medicine man, he raises his hand high into the air while humming one roaring sound. And the queen and the king look at the medicine man and wait for it magic. And suddenly, the medicine man's hair swayed by the pressure of the fart, and he smiled nonchalantly. The queen and the king run out and closes the door.
Oh my God, what is that smell?
Yelled the king. The queen, she throws up and runs away further away because the smell comes between the slots from the wooden door. Medicine man opens the door and waves it back and forth for several minutes, and suddenly Johan comes out, narrow like a stick. The medicine man walks like slow motion and looks very happy. The queen and the king arrive at Johan and see how he is perfectly normal. And the king, he throws a small bag of silver coins to the medicine man.
Thank you for rescuing our son from the horrors that have befallen him, said the king.
The medicine man did not say a word and walked slowly and wandered from left to right and looked like a happy man. And everyone in the village took on him like he was a one god. All people see how he goes strangely and suddenly he disappears behind the wall. All people heard what had happened. And from that day, he was called Prince Fart. Chapter 2. New King. Prince Fart is now 10 years old and receives bad news that his father, King Erik, has been killed in a fight with a rival from the neighboring wine country. And he became so sad that he put bread and milk. He ate and ate. He didn't want to come out from his room. One odor became to come from the slits from his door, and the queen came to the door. For the maids had complained and thought there was one dead rat in his room. The queen opened the door and recognized the smell and stick to her nose, and the maid girls waving the clothes so the smell spilled away. After 1 minute, the queen comes inside and sees his son lying on the bed, and he has become little thicker. Above all, his stomach is a little bigger.
But you, tomorrow you will be crowned as a new king, but I will reign until you turn 18 years old, said Queen Mary. Okay, said Prince Fart.
Queen Mary stroked his hair and is a bit sad for her son, for all they miss the King Erik. The next day, all the people stood waiting for their prince to be crowned as king. He came out with Queen Mary, who holds him in his hand. They see how his clothes are very cramped and wonder what has happened. But no one dare to ask why. They can't ask questions to a royalty. The Pope comes to crown the new king. After several minutes of ceremony, he got his crown on his head, which was little big, so he had it on the slant.
Welcome to your new King Johan, screamed the Pope.
No, no, not Johan. My name is King Fart,
shouted King Fart. All the people cheered, and so did his mother. The Pope wondered if this was one joke, but he started cheering because he didn't want to ask that question, whether it was a joke or not, and brought with it.
Welcome, new King Fart,
the Pope shouted and reached out his hand. All the people raised their hands and swayed them back and forth, screaming,
King Fart, King Fart, King Fart.
King Fart remembers that he was called Prince Fart by the people and thought it was a real one, suitable name. Therefore, he decided it would be his official name. All night, the people partied. They ate all kind of meat, cheese, bread, and meat, of course. Suddenly, something's happened. A man, he farted at the table, and everyone was terrified, and the most terrified became the man who farted. He looked at the king, who looked so serious. Suddenly, the king lifts his right leg. The king starts laughing, and all the people breathe out and start laughing. Even the Pope laughing, because if he didn't laugh, he might offend the King Fart. But Queen Mary was not happy or like it at all. She looked so serious. King Fart showed by dragging his lips as a smile to his mother, which immediately stopped looking so serious out. And actually, she started to smile. The night was coming to an end, and all the people were happy. So much food and drink. Not always they can eat so much as they want, but suddenly everyone became silent. And the medicine man comes from side to side and he hums. He walks to the table humming and takes a chicken leg with a lot of meat. And furthermore, he goes humming. The people are very quiet and hear how he hums as he goes left and right and he dances like this. And suddenly he disappeared behind the wall again. Everyone starts to go before the party is over. Queen Mary takes her son by the hand and Fart yawns and goes to the bed, which is now one completely different bed. A large double bed, which they call the king's bed. He does not have time to take off his clothes before he falls asleep, and his mother pulls the blanket and leaves the room. Chapter 3. Fresh Air. Years go by, and King Fart is now 13 years old, and he's so tall and so big around the stomach. He eats and eats every day, hot bread and hot milk. Every month they have to make new clothes because growing so fast around his stomach. One day he was out with his mother and they looked at all the birds and there were thousands of them or trees around. They sang so beautiful. They both smile and think the birds are singing so beautiful. But suddenly his mother runs away because it smells so heavily bad and all the birds fly away. And who knows when they will come back, because some became so frightened that they fell to the ground in shock. And some of the trees actually swayed by the pressure of the little fart. When the bad smell disappeared, his mother returned, and they continued their walk, and now they were so quiet. They saw no birds at all, not an insect they saw. But suddenly they see how the medicine man jumps and hums at the same time among all the trees a little further away. They see how his long black hair swayed with the bounce and sound come from the animal legs that stretch each other as he jumps like a little boy. Mother and son follow the medicine man and try to hide behind a tree, and suddenly the medicine man disappears behind a tree. Mother and son run to that tree and wondering what happened.
He just disappeared. Puff! He was just gone,
said King Fart.
Yes, yes, puff! He was gone,
said Maria. They look at each other and wondering what had just happened. The medicine man just disappeared with a puff.
King Fart
furiously rubbed his eyes with his fingers, and he got a little tired because he had received a lot of fresh air. Also, he didn't have much fresh air in his home. He decided to walk home again. King Fart went to his room and fell asleep on the spot. Yes, with a little fresh air can make you tired if you're like King Fart. The days pass, and every day King Fart goes out to see if the birds came back, but he hears nothing and can't see a single bird. He had no clue that a big puff could do that, and he wondering more about the small puff. Yes, the medicine man, yes. How did he disappear? For several weeks, he went back to see if he could see a hole somewhere or disappear into the tree. He had many questions about the medicine man, who the people thinks is a god who puffs a little. Yes, that thought King Fart. Chapter 4, Almost Adult.
Year pass, and he's 17 years old now, and Queen Mary is ruling the country with a smile, and the people are very happy, for everyone has food for the day, and there are not so many laws. King Fart, who will soon be able to rule his kingdom, but soon he is 18 years old, and with that comes malicious thoughts. Yes, he thinks of the neighboring Vineland, who killed his father, and that is the most he wants to attack the neighboring country. But Queen Mary has avoided it because she wants not to lose her son too. But one day, when Fart turns 18, he can do whatever he wants.
One day, King wandered far into the forest, and finally the birds were back in the forest, and they sang so beautifully. And the King Fart made every effort not to let go a big fart because he enjoyed it, the songs of the birds. You see how the leaves fall from all the trees a little slowly and understand that it begins to be autumn. But the King Fart is not happy at all because he knows that the birds will soon fly into the south. Suddenly, he sees the medicine man skipping and humming a little farther away, and this time decides King Fart to find out this puff. He follows after him and rolls around to a tree and tries to hide, and suddenly,
"Come out, King Fart, I can see your huge belly," said the medicine man.
Yes, King Fart, he could not hide even if there was the largest tree in the world, so his stomach will always appear anyway. The medicine man jumped and hummed up to the king.
Hey yo, hoppy, hooty, booty, hooty, 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 bip, hooty, bip, hooty, bip.
The medicine man bowed and bowed to his king, wondering if he could help him with something.
Yes, yes, I want to know how to make the little poof to disappear,
asked King Fart. The medicine man starts scratching his head and combing his long beard with one leg comb. King Fart looked at with big eyes and actually got a little nervous. After many minutes of thinking,
"Look at me,"
said the medicine man.
"Yes, yes, yes, I see,"
said the King Fart. The medicine man walked behind a tree.
"Poof,"
said the medicine man. King Fart got such big eyes and screamed,
"Where are you?"
The medicine man took one step forward.
"Oh, there you are. What a good trick,"
King cried out with happiness. The medicine man went to the King Fart and pointed to the king's stomach and showed his slim stomach.
"That is the secret of the poof,"
said the medicine man. Suddenly, he realized that there was no real poof, but a trick, and he could not do the trick himself because he has such a big stomach. King Fart became a little sad and went home with his head down. He looked at the ground. He tried anyway. He has not seen his feet in a long time. More than 5 years, he
He has not seen his feet because he has so big stomach. Months go by, and it's only one day until he turns 18. And then he will rule the country. He start planning the attack already, and his mother doesn't like it at all. The fact that he turns 18 is another story, because you remember in the beginning that I would tell the story from the beginning and how it all started. So yes, so that will be one other story.
Yeah, that was the final of this episode. And King Fart, hope you enjoy it. Have some fart humor. But this was made for children. And be sure to follow this podcast, because there are coming many, like in episode 2, gonna be Kufahair 1, and episode 3, Kufahair 2, and episode 4, Kufahair 3, and more and more. I will translate everything and from Swedish to English and then record it. So, yeah, be sure to follow this podcast.